Convoys of Muammar Gaddafi's loyalists, including his security chief, have fled across the Sahara into Niger. Libya's National Transitional Council said the development could help lead to the surrender of his last strongholds. Charles Collins reports.
The government of Niger said it dispatched a military convoy to escort Mansour Dow, the former commander of Libya's Revolutionary Guards and a cousin of Gaddafi, to the capital. He is believed to be the only senior Libyan figure to have crossed into Niger, although dozens of vehicles filled with minor officials and family members of regime officials have crossed the border. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland urged authorities in Niger to detain any senior members of the Gaddafi regime thought to be traveling in the convoy.
We have strongly urged the Nigerian officials to detain those members of the regime who may be subject to prosecution, to ensure that they confiscate any weapons that are found, and to ensure that any state property of the government of Libya, money, jewels, etc., also be impounded so that it can be returned to the Libyan people.
Meanwhile, efforts to negotiate the peaceful handover of the city of Bani Walid are proving difficult. A delegation from the rebels' National Transitional Council is holding talks with tribal elders from the city, one of four Libyan towns still controlled by Gaddafi supporters. NTC chief negotiator Abdullah Kinchil assured a delegation of elders there will be no reprisals.
There are no losers in Bani Walid, and there are no winners. We are all winners. Everyone played their part. There are those who did wrong and those who did right from our side and yours.
NTC forces have been on the outskirts of Bani Walid for days, effectively sealing it off. The NTC has given the city of 50,000 until Friday to peacefully surrender. I'm Charles Collins.